Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
Doing good. Another beautiful morning.
It is. Well, it's summertime.
Nice mornings. A little bit on the cool side. I like that.
It is not a little bit on the cool side.
Yeah, the mornings are. They all have
been. Oh, they're cooler than
the
scorching.
It's going to get hot during the day. You know, it's supposed to be like a high of 30 degrees Celsius or something today. I'm not sure exactly, but you know, we're not weather meteorologists.
But you're going to school for that, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a whole big to-do, man. That's a degree. That'd take how long? 3 years? 4 years?
Three or four.
Meteorologistism?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. And you study meteors, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's what affects the weather.
Made by Ford, right?
Meteors. I remember those.
You remember those?
Those were tanks.
My dad had one of those.
Did he really?
Yep, absolutely. He had everything in the book.
He had everything.
Yeah.
Pickup trucks and Merc Montclairs.
Well, I don't know if he actually had a pickup truck. I would think not. But I mean, car-wise, so many different cars.
That's cool. Obviously, he was a Jeep lover as well.
Yeah, yeah. Digged the Jeeps.
That's awesome. So what you been up to? Anything much? Working, playing, vacationing, swimming? What are you doing?
Audio post-production. That's what I spend a lot of my time doing right now.
Just kidding. That's your choice of career.
My days right now, but the weather's nice and the bike's back on the road, and that's really cool. Had a little electrical issue that I just had fixed.
Oh, you have one of those e-bikes.
Yeah. I wish. It'd be a lot cheaper than what mine is.
On Sunday, someone just got killed on one of those.
On an e-bike?
Yeah, Ottawa and...
I didn't even know.
Howard, really? Yeah.
On Sunday?
Yep.
Just cruising around on a nice day.
I think he was crossing the street and one of them blew a red light. I'm not sure who it was, but...
What do you mean one of them?
Either the bike blew a red light or the SUV car that hit him, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a bummer.
That's craziness.
Sad day in e-bike hood.
Well, what else is going on? You're off for a little while. That's nice.
I'm on a vacation from my employer, yes.
Yeah, very nice. Are you doing anything for your couple weeks off? Or
yeah, probably going here, there, you know, a couple day trips, couple nights off, doing some golfing, of course.
Very nice.
I love my golfing. Just golfed last Sunday at Deer Run. Was
at Pinewood Estates.
Pinewood Estates.
I don't know all the places.
Well, there is a place called Pine Woods and Pine Hills. And they're like...
I knew it was one of them or the other, but they merged.
You gotta have your membership to belong to those.
Oh, yeah, yes. I know. I tried to get in one once.
Actually, Alice Cooper's biography, he mentions...
He's always
wanted
a golfer.
Oh, yeah. He always wanted to play at Pine Hills, and he could never get on. And he finally got on, and he was like, everybody was looking at him, and he finally did it.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling... It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Can the IRS manage to police taxes and healthcare law? That's the big question.
IRS.
What did I say?
That's what you said, and that's the Internal Revenue Service. That's an American ordeal? Yeah,
that's
Washington,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Ours is Canada Revenue.
Right. The IRS is actually manned by government employees. However, the Canadian arm of the revenue service is run by a company called the Canada Revenue Agency. They're a company. They have a CEO and they have profits and everything.
They're just missing like a P word at the end.
And what is that?
So they could be the CRAP.
CRAP.
So the question is being renewed in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision upholding most of the 2010 Affordable Care Act as a tax issue rather than one of interstate commerce, nearly 2.5 years before taxpayers will have to start providing proof on their tax returns that they have health insurance. Key Republicans suspect the agency is already diverting resources from collecting tax to gear up for becoming the government's health care cop.
That's right. They need health care police over there because it's going to be the law. You have to have some kind of health care over there, which is fine. I mean, obviously, a lot of people don't want to be told what to do because it's the United States of America and they don't want to get pushed around. They are the leaders of the world. You can't tell me what to do.
You're scaring me.
I'm sorry, but
that's... And he's American.
Yes, I am. And I live in a
country. Dominating.
I live in a country where we're just a bunch of sheep. Bah!
Yeah, so there you have that.
Did you hear that Ernie Borgnine died?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks. The Poseidon Adventure. Ernest Borgnine was in.
Poseidon Adventure. That's absolutely interesting that you would interest, that you would, that's your first thing that came to your head.
Isn't that the only movie he was in?
Ernie Borgnine? No, he's in a bunch.
He was in a lot of things. Yeah, of course.
And the thing that I remember him for the most is the TV series.
What TV series?
He was in a TV series that lasted, I'm going to say, 3-4 years at least.
What was it?
McHale's Navy.
Oh, right. Yeah. McHale's Navy. That was a cool old show.
For sure. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Very cool.
Tim Conway was in that, wasn't he?
I don't really recall, but I think you're right.
I think so.
Yeah. That was really cool. And I sometimes get him mixed up with Don Rickles because they...
Don Rickles and Ernie Borgnine?
Similar to me. Yeah. Like looking sort of, don't they?
Yeah. They're not attractive men.
Yeah. but they look sort of similar.
Speaking of attractive men who died, another staple is Andy Griffith. Also passed away.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that either.
This is really news to you,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is,
get your news here.
You get it right here. This is where you get it. This
and
is
how
where
do you
I
know
get
him?
It.
Do you know him as more as Matlock or more as...
Andy Griffith Show. Andy Griffith, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe Mayberry RFD, where RFD stands for...
Fire Department.
Row.
Yeah, but that wasn't RF. No, it wasn't Fire Department, though. He was Police Department.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Him and Barney Fife.
Barney Fife,
who was Don
Knotts.
Yes. Did he die at some point, too?
I want to say Don is still alive.
Wow. He's going to live us all.
Maybe. I had a piece of news. Can I get it in?
Yeah, get it in. Hurry.
Get it in.
You're too late.
Oh, sorry. No, actually, there's a new festival that has replaced the Epicure Festival. Do you know about that?
Absolutely. I'm all excited about it.
Just like you knew Ernie Borgnine died.
So who is Ernie Borgnine?
Thousands flocked to the riverfront and braved the heat to enjoy local food, wine, music, and the first Fork and Cork Festival over the weekend.
Fork and Cork?
Fork and Cork. Watch your language. Yeah. This is a family show.
So
one of the organizers of the event, Chris Mickle, said the response from the community for the new event was almost overwhelming. It was not like the Epicure Festival didn't have a lot of people going because it was just packed. But
Epicure was more based on cultural... Different cultures and things like that?
No, just different restaurants.
I'm thinking, maybe I'm thinking of Carousel of Nations, but I thought Festival Epicure was like that too, but I guess it was just the diversity in restaurants.
I think it all has to do with management and keeping these things going.
All I want to know is, am I going to be able to bring my handgun?
To the Fork and Cork Festival?
Yeah, is it like the Arts and Beats and Eats and Beats? All right, so what's our show on today?
The Mob.
The Mob.
Organized crime.
Oh.
Drug cartels. And everything bad about the organization of crime.
Despite strenuous efforts from local, national, and international law enforcement, organized crime continues to thrive and prosper. But it's not the way that we used to think about organized. When you think about organized crime, even still, sort of, I kind of think of the mafia, the mob. But it's not.
No.
That's not what it all is. I mean, there's groups all over the place that are organizing crime and have nothing to do with a mob or mafia.
Absolutely not.
That's what we tend to think of because that was who was doing it all back in the day.
Back in the day.
At least in, U.S. and...
Well, it started way before that. If you get a little bit of history in it, it started back in Italy. And Italy was somewhat like Russia is right now, whereas a large portion of the economy is run by... The underground economy, black market, that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And who supplies the black market, for the most part, is organized crime of some kind. You know, they bring in all the whatever, the genes, not necessarily the food, but all the goods that are brought in illegally, and they can get charged whatever the market will hold as far as the price goes. And that's not usually, competition usually isn't the main driving force. But eventually, the powers that be in Italy drove all that out of the mainland, and they all landed in Sicily. But here's all these mob bosses and everything in Sicily. They still had influence in other parts of Europe. And that, of course, spread over to the United States once a lot of Italians came into the United States in the early 1900s, that's for sure. And the mob had a fresh breeding ground, as it were.
Nothing like a fresh mob.
Nothing like a fresh mob. It's like a loaf of bread.
Public Safety Canada says organized crime groups are becoming increasingly sophisticated and mobile, and their activities now extend beyond the illegal drug trade and prostitution to illegal migration, trafficking of human beings, money laundering, economic crimes, cross-border smuggling and counterfeit goods, and even environmental crimes such as dumping of toxic wastes.
Sure. You pay me a certain amount of money and I'll get rid of your crap. You don't have to go through the normal channels that you would normally have to go through to
get rid of. It'd be pretty sweet getting paid for dumping, wouldn't it?
You get a price per load. Never mind. Let's continue on with our organized crime conversation.
Through its National Coordinating Committee on Organized Crime, Public Safety Canada brings together law enforcement agencies with federal, provincial, and territorial partners to develop unified strategies and policies, ensuring a direct link between the law enforcement community and public policymakers. So they're at the forefront of
getting paid
to control
off.
All this. Yeah, probably.
Everybody's paid off. This is all.
I'm not getting paid off.
You're not, because you're not going against them. But the people who have the opportunity to go against organized crime usually are getting, there's some kind of kickback in there, because there's so much money involved that you pay off the right people and things can get done, pretty much. And then we're just talking, this is just in Canada. And then there's same with the United States. But there's, like in Mexico, that's a good example. There's like drug cartels down there. Like three large drug cartels that run pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. They have all the judges in their pockets. They have all the mayors in their pockets. They have the police in their pocket. They're running the joint. And they're criminal organizations. So it's very organized and it's very criminal. So hence the organized crime thing. And it's basically running the economy of Mexico. So it's not just, getting paid protection to, you know, make sure everything stays nice and cozy in your store. It's like the whole country is run by organized crime. Same with Russia. Russia's the exact same way. I'm not exactly sure what the cartels are there, but everybody's in cahoots with each other.
And a vast amount of modern organized crime in the U.S. and Canada revolves around high-tech scams, like some of the things you mentioned, identity theft and other cyber crimes. And gone are the days, to a large degree, of the mob and its penchant for more traditional avenues of revenue, like gambling rings, loan sharking, and basic theft. With, you know, technology and that kind of thing, they're lurking around on our social media sites and things like that.
Go where the money's at and do it the easy way.
Especially identity theft.
Identity theft is huge. Is a huge thing for sure. Stealing credit cards and getting a hold of people's social security numbers and stuff like that. That's very valuable. What do they call that? Intellectual property.
Organized crime extends its reach beyond single jurisdictions and underpins many of the most serious threats that exist today. And just as geographic boundaries are not a barrier to organized crime, they must not be a barrier to its prevention either. So
that's Mr. William Elliott saying that, and he's the head of the RCMP.
It's a commissioner.
Yeah. Is he paid off?
Is he paid off? I don't know. Is he?
I don't know. I'd probably say no. He's one of those guys who knows people are getting paid off. Don't pay me off because then I'll lose my job.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
All right, we're back. We're talking about organized crime on the show today.
That's right. We're not being very specific about any one particular branch of the organized crime scene because we don't want anybody knocking on our doors. Are you Big JD?
Yeah.
Are you the one they call Big JD?
And we got an interview with Tony.
Exactly. There's a lot of Tonys.
It would have been nice to have an interview, though, with a former mobster or something. That'd be cool.
That's hard to get, that's for sure.
Is it, though?
I think it is. I don't know.
Or anybody that's into organized crime. Somebody that's, you know.
What?
That's an identity theft. Thief. That would be cool.
Sure. How they got into it and...
disguised their voice and talked to them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Maybe on the next organized crime show that we pull off.
We're going to do a part two next week. I think this is show... this is our 40th morning show.
Is it?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, 50 is going to be a big recap.
40 weeks we've been doing this?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, another 12 and it'll be a year.
Wow, yeah.
Doesn't seem that long.
No, it doesn't.
Seems like
we
just started. Are you losing track? Are you sure it's 40 or is it 14?
No, it says right here, morning show 40.
Okay.
So it's gospel.
If it's on the pewter, it's the truth.
The pewter. So what are your earliest recollections with the mafia? Television, probably?
Oh, yeah. That's how they're portrayed in movies, right? How, you know, it was always based in
Europe. You're not actually in the mob anymore.
Not anymore, no. Yeah, it was, and it was always taking place in New York.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he always talked funny, you know? He's a wise guy. One of those dudes.
Wise guys, sure. And we'll talk about some of the organized crime slang, mobster talk.
Sure.
Actually, we want to talk about that a little bit because they have their own kind of...
language.
Underworld slang. The underworld.
Ooh, underworld.
What?
Not to be confused with vampires and werewolves, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because do they belong to the mafia as well?
What do you mean?
Who? What? Vampires and werewolves.
Let's talk about some of the slang, actually. And how about bump off? Hey, we're going to bump off somebody.
That's you're going to have a dance with them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do the bump.
Burn is the same thing. Kill somebody.
Kill.
Yep. Let's see what else we got here. This capo.
Capo, I know what that is. That's the thing you put on your gitter.
Originally referred to a mafia boss, but in more recent usage refers to a minor leader within a mafia family, chief of a crew, also referred to as a captain, skipper, or lieutenant. Oh, capo. Is it capo or capo?
No, it's capo as in captain.
But wouldn't it have, you'd think it'd have two P's. Then they'd have to stick in a pod and,
because of the two-piece thing, yeah.
Clip. That's killing as well. Hey, would it clip them? You got to say it like they are supposed to be. Do up. Mafia's 19th century slang for murder. Everything's about killing. Drop off.
Give us another something that doesn't mean killing.
The feds. That means federal law enforcement agents, of course, but that's common knowledge, I think, anyway.
What does friend of ours mean?
Friend of ours, an introduction in which one mafia member informs another that a new acquaintance is also a member.
I see. So if you bring a new dude in and say, he's a friend of ours. Oh, okay. You're good. You're good. I know you're solid.
Heavy. That means you're armed. Hey, he's heavy.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
Hey, JD, are you heavy?
I'm dieting.
That's what I was looking for.
It's the Magnetic Fields, It's a Crime, from 69 Love Songs.
Just like all the others, now I know, and I won't do that again. guessed that you'd be just like all the rest. Now I know not to go through that again. I'm still crying all night and all day. But if I show it, someone lock me away.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
This week on Tech Talk, on the morning show, we're going to be talking about steaks that are grown in the laboratory.
Really?
That tastes like the real thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Actually, you've heard of 3D printers, right?
Yeah.
You can pretty much make anything on a 3D printer. They're kind of expensive. You can get cheaper ones that just make molds out of stuff using different plastics, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also 3D printers that produce other things. And what scientists are trying to do now are trying to do 3D printing of living organisms. So artificial lab-grown steaks that taste and feel just like the real thing could soon become a reality, thanks to this 3D printing breakthrough. The technique could also help to create working artificial organs for transplant, which is another good thing, obviously. Probably that's the backstory to that. Bioengineers can already make 2D structures out of tissue, but attempts to make organs or larger pieces of meat usually doesn't succeed. At the University of Pennsylvania, researchers have found that 3D printing templates of sugar and growing meat over them can actually create living artificial organs with blood vessels. And I assume that's what makes meat taste meaty.
Do we really need, do you think we need larger meat?
Larger meat?
Yeah.
No, we're not looking for larger meat. We're looking for another source of meat.
Okay.
As opposed to killing cows.
We're talking about size here too, aren't we?
We're not going down that road.
They can make bigger steaks.
Bigger steaks. I suppose
bigger than what comes out of a an animal.
Sure, it's like chicken breast, right? We do things to get bigger chicken breasts.
I was talking about breasts, yeah, bigger breasts.
Breasts and meat. It's all base, isn't it? So far, one of the major hindrances in making the jump from 2D to 3D was keeping the cells within large structures from suffocating. In the new technique, the organs are printed inside out so that the blood vessels are printed first, then flesh grown around them. Sometimes the simplest solutions come from going back to basics. I got the first hint at this solution when I visited a Body Worlds exhibit where you can see plastic casts of freestanding whole organ vasculature.
Get it out, man.
So yeah, we want another source of meat, we can just print out a package of steaks.
Some people might like phony meat. I like the real thing.
Well, they're saying it's going to be, you know, as far as what cells they use and what atoms are used to create these, this meat, it's going to be just like the real thing.
That's what it all really goes back to, isn't it, Adam?
A-T-O-M or A-D-A-M?
Oh, A-D-A-M.
It goes back to Adam? What about Eve?
Yeah, that's all of that.
Do you think Adam and Eve had cows that they slaughtered?
No, I don't think so. They were eating apples.
And bananas.
Bananas?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, the bananas were good, the good fruit, and they were told not to eat the apples because they were
bad. Was there bananas, really?
In the Bible, no.
Yeah, because I didn't think they were in that part of the world.
I don't think the Garden of Eden
didn't have bananas.
What did it have? Just apples?
Well, it might have had other things, but I mean, Middle Eastern type fruits.
Oh, right. Of course.
It's not bananas, they're tropical. And they weren't in the tropics.
No, they weren't. Tropic of Sir Galahad.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what they called me in seminary.
Sir Galahad?
Had what?
Sir Galahad a banana. No, I suppose...
When they start duplicating bananas, then we'll talk.
Well, bananas have been genetically modified forever.
I think we should do a genetically modified organism.
I agree, 100%. That'd be a great show because now bananas are all females.
What?
They don't look like it. No, they're rather phallic, I have to admit. But the actual banana plants are all females now. And we've had this discussion before. If humans were just let go to just run their course, eventually there would be no males.
Well, aren't all plants female, actually?
Why not? Because...
They all can grow themselves, can't they? They don't need anything else to...
Yeah, they need to be pollinated.
So, plants?
Yeah. So there's a male and a female, and the male usually gives off some kind of pollen that... is used by the female to reproduce more plants.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Quotes and Quips. How about Woo-hoo! A mobster quote?
I hope it's by, who's the dude? You dirty rat.
What dude do you want? No, he wasn't a real mobster.
I know, what was his name? James Cagney.
Yeah. I'm going to get you.
Yeah. Or Marlon Brando. He'd be another good guy to have a quote from.
Do you see Marlon here?
No, Al Capone? I see a picture of Leo Gotti over there, and he kind of reminds me. He's just got the mob look to him. Hey, who you looking at me?
So Al Capone says, you can get much further with a kind word and a gun than you can with a kind word alone.
That's right. You can be as kind as you want as long as you got a gun pointed at somebody. And Al Capone, he's kind of a local guy. He was from Chicago, but he's been in this area a lot due to the prohibition thing that happened here and over in the States as well. He'd like to ship the booze across the Detroit River and Lake St. Clair, in fact.
That's another whole show there, eh? Rum Runners.
The Rum Runner Show.
Did you have any family that ran rum?
No,
I think we did.
I told you that my grandfather was a customs officer.
Oh.
After the First World War, they gave him a job at the customs right here at the ferry.
Was he paid to look the other way?
Probably. I'm sure some of the dudes he worked with, you know, who knows the story behind that. I mean, he fought for his country, and he basically suffered injuries that ended up killing him in the end. He died like he was 47 years old or something.
No, that sucks. Well, we're out of time. All right, we're out of here.
Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.